Go. Welcome back. The week you missed, I think it's 2 weeks you missed. I think this might be a little bit of an unconventional episode. I think all of our episodes are a little bit unconventional. I want to start this off with a little bit of a random question. Do you think the world's coming to an end? Because, like, I don't know. It seems like it's the craziest time ever. And I just mentioned this to someone the other day. Like, they brought it up first. I don't just talk like, oh, the world's coming to an end. But I said, hey, it does seem a lot like the story of Noah and the Ark. And I got to reread it. She said, oh, I'm not too familiar with the Old Testament. I don't understand how Christians aren't familiar with the Old Testament as well as New. Because, like, you got to be familiar with both of them. But Noah's Ark, I got to reread it. Seems like a lot of the same things that we're experiencing now of, like, people are just caring about the wrong things. And there's plenty of money and food for everyone to be happy, but for some reason people are just like toxic. And like, I don't know, I keep on like looking outside and just the world seems so toxic, like literally toxic with the oil spills and all that, but just our values and our motives are so distorted. Like it seems like no one really cares about things that really matter. And everyone cares about like having sex and partying and sports and like money, which are all like fun things. They're not bad things, but it shouldn't be what everything is just revolved around. So like, what do you think? Like, does it feel a little bit like we're at a point where things are crazier than they've ever been? My grandpa, last little thing, my grandpa, who unfortunately died like about a year ago. And honestly, I feel like he kind of died because of the war in Europe, and he like fought in the war, the last war in Europe, the big one, and he was like, I can't believe like we're back to like to this. He's like, what did we fight for if we're just all ridiculous again? And it was like very it brought him down a lot. And it's like before that it seemed like old people were like, no, the world has always been crazy, but the last couple of years I think old people are even like, no, this is crazier than ever.
Feels different. So, I mean, I was going to ask you when you said, you know, it feels like the world's ending. I was going to be like, well, what is it? Is it, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a national divorce? Is it the UFOs? Is it the ongoing war in Ukraine?
It's all of it. It's really, I mean, climate, the earth, like just ending because we're killing. I'm not going to say climate change because like, I don't even care about climate change. I know, though, that we're killing animals. And that animals are depleting. It might be from climate change. It might be because we're poisoning all of the air and all of the water. But like, we're not going to have food and ecosystems at some point if we keep going this way, climate change or not. I feel like that's like a pretty drastic one. And then like just war, and then just like sustainability. There's a lot of things that we thought were taken for granted that are not. Like, bless you, the world can't feed itself. Right now, like there's never been so much like starvation, not because of people being poor, but because of just like lack of supply chains.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I think it's I think there's two things. I think one, this all could really be sort of like different and building towards some sort of like massive conflict or something really going fucking sideways. But it could also just be like, nope, this is yet again just sort of like an ebb and a flow in human culture, and everyone's going to sort of shake their heads collectively and like knock off the dust, and like everything will be fine 5 years from now. Because I mean, like, I don't know, like I was born in 84, but like I don't remember what it was like. But I got to imagine that in like the late 70s or 80s when the Cold War was ramping up and there were all these nuclear missiles and like the Soviet Union was, it's like that must have felt pretty damn scary, I would assume. Yeah,
I don't know, this seems like there's elements of what's happening now that I think have happened before, but not all at the same time. Like there's we're also looking at like a lot of people not having jobs in the next few years from AI and stuff. When you have people not working, when you have all these issues with food, when you have all these wars going on, it seems like they're all going to kind of like escalate each other and something's going to happen. But like, I do agree. Yeah, the 50s, the nuclear scare there was very concerning, but they didn't have eight other issues at the same time of that.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I try to stay like optimistic because it is one of those things. It's like, I don't understand what like being pessimistic about this stuff gets me, you know? Like, I don't understand the benefit it brings to my life because it's like, you know, I don't think, because the thing is, I don't think we're on like the verge of collapse. Like, I think this is a lot of shit that's all sort of happening and it is a little bit scary, but it's like, you know, I think we got a solid, you know, 2, 3, 5 years to sort of see how this stuff sort of plays out.
Right. Things happen slowly in our terms. Like, it takes a long time for things to happen.
The thing is that, I mean, to me, the biggest, scariest actual conflict that has the potential to ramp up in the short term is the conflict going on in Europe right now, or between Russia and Ukraine. Because that's something that within the blink of an eye, within a couple of weeks, it could be like, okay, we are basically in a world war.
Well, if China gets involved, which they're getting more and more presence there, like, it could definitely escalate very quickly.
That's what's funny. I saw this thing where it's like, Iran is helping Russia with like drones and supplying them with this stuff. And it's like, how dare they do that? And it's like, yo, man, this is a war. Like, yeah. I disagree with Russia. I hope they lose, but like, you can't fault other countries for like picking sides in this. Like, this is because, and the thing is, anyone who studied history knows that this is exactly how this would play out.
Yeah.
That another large power would go to other powers and be like, hey, you guys sort of beef with the US. You guys are sort of global competitors. Wouldn't you like to like be able to knock them down a couple pegs without like necessarily going to war with them?
Right.
But you know, supplying us with money and weapons and da 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 and whatever. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, none of this is like shocking, but it is scary. But I think it's crazy. And the one thing I did see that sort of relates to this is that there was a poll of like teenage mental health and all this and showing how like depressed young kids are now and that it's been at like peak levels. And the interesting thing is that if you break it up by political views, that liberal teenagers fare much worse than conservatives. So I think it's something like the status quo specifically was like conservative women are less depressed than liberal boys, or something along those lines. And part of, you know, people are hypothesizing that it has to do with, and again, like, I'm not going to try to make this a partisan thing, but I think everyone would know, like, if you think about the people that are talking the most about like the world's going to end in 10 years from global warming, or America is about to fall into a state of like total fascist dictatorship, and like catastrophizing these things, it's coming from one side generally, you know, and you know, not to say that that we shouldn't be worried about the rise.
Republicans are just worried that everyone's going to turn gay or something.
Yeah, exactly. much less stressful. That, you know, there's going to be a dictatorship in the U.S. So I think that, you know, I think there is something to that. And it's not to say that we shouldn't like be worried about political movements in the U.S. and whatever, but it's like, I really don't think we're on the verge of having camps set up for like LGBTQ people, or I don't think so. There are some states that are passing some very questionable laws that I disagree with, but like, I don't think we're there yet. And I don't think this country would allow for like the forcible extermination or oppression of really any group of people. I hope I'm right about that. I could be wrong. But you know, I think the level of like panic and concern and worry that people have is doing damage to this country as a whole. Like, if we're looking at like if you were looking at like
speaking into existence.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're creating the thing to get super, super concerned about.
Right.
So, and again, say that it's not shit, but damn.
I'm going to pivot to something that is actually important. And that's a joke, because I think with it seeming like the world is absolutely insane, I'm like, all right, sometimes you just got to latch on to some dumb shit just to have fun. So are you team Haley or team Selena?
I don't even know what that question means. I mean, I assume it's Haley something or other and Selena Gomez.
Yeah,
or...
Haley Bieber and Selena Gomez. So this is the drama of the week. It's wild. I can't believe it. So I think I got this down. I'm going to explain it to you real quick. It might have started off before, but what I got from it is it started off recently. Selena Gomez posted about like her eyebrows, right? And she might have been body shamed by Hailey Baldwin, Kendall Jenner. and she has lupus. So body shaming someone with lupus, definitely pretty messed up. Then she posted her eyebrows and she got like them done some way, whatever, I don't know. Hailey Baldwin has like a cryptic Instagram post after about her eyebrows and goes like, was this an accident? Kendall Jenner then has a post about her eyebrows and goes, oh, was this an accident or something? Seems like they're throwing shade at her, right? So then, from my belief, people started saying like, yo, Hailey Baldwin is mean. What's up with this girl? And the internet is the best at this. And they started digging shit up. And basically, videos just surface of her being mean and being mean and being mean. But then it took a turn, and it's weird. Hailey Bieber basically copies Selena on, like, dozens of things. They have the same. Selena got a tattoo right here. Hailey Baldwin got the same one. Selena has, like, a tattoo of, like, a J here. Hailey Baldwin got a ring of the same J, like, right here. Selena wore an outfit to some event. A week later, Hailey wore the same outfit. Selena started a cooking show out of her kitchen. Hailey started a cooking show out of her kitchen. They were asked, like, what brings you, like, inspiration? Selena answered. A week later, Hailey's in an interview using the same words. All yeah. This. And then people are like, this is sick. And Hailey was a fan of Selena when she was with Justin Bieber. So, like, she was a huge fan back in the day. And now people are like, yo, she's like a fan of her husband and like stalking her husband's ex. And it's just like creepy on creepy on creepy.
God, that's, I don't know, man. I just do know that, like, I have zero, like, it would be impossible for me to care less about something. So still,
I enjoyed reading about that for like a good hour yesterday. Way better than reading about Russia and Ukraine and like, and being like, damn, this is fucking nuts. I had a blast.
It was stressful. God, I feel so bad for these young women that are having to deal with this type of bullshit. Cause like, I can't even imagine what this is like.
Crazy. And these are people like with a lot of power, which is the actual sad part, but I was mostly joking. I do think it's hilarious. I do know the story, which I guess is a little embarrassing, but whatever. What do you have for us this week?
God, you know, I just was really thinking, I mean, where do you think we are 6 months from now with the war in Ukraine and or China involvement? What's your prediction with what you've been looking at? Do you think do you think China throws in the ring? Do you think
what's happening? I'm going to be seen as an idiot for what I'm about to say. Yeah, you're taking out the popcorn, whatever. I wish I saw this interview on a different platform, because the platform you see it on, everyone's going to discount it right away. But I saw an interview from 2007 on Alex Jones. And mind you, this guy is definitely like a the guy who's on, I forget his name, it's definitely like a doomsday prepper and whatnot. And like, part of me does think like, hey, some of the things they say could be pretty broad. And like the way they say it is broad, where it could eventually happen. People go, oh, he called it whatever. But he called a bunch of this shit happening. Like, he talks about Russia in 2007, how they're getting ready to like be a global power and all this stuff. And he basically says China is probably going to wait. Literally, he says this in an interview from 2007, said China's probably going to wait till 2023, 2024, because they're building up like their naval, naval fleet, like the boats that can carry planes or whatever. What are the aircraft carriers and stuff? And they're going to have like a good enough fleet by like 2023 to really do stuff. He's like, could happen before, but he sees that. And he's like, he also said, and like that, not this next part I'm about to say, like, got me thinking, oh, I wonder how this is going to play out. Cause very recently China started like showing some support for Russia. And he basically says China is going to show support for one of the countries just to look like they're showing support. But he said, then they're going to backtrack and maybe look like they're showing support for the other country for a little before like actually picking a side based on who's like doing better or whatever is more advantageous, whatever. But there's a few things that he's like says in this, and you're like, yo, that definitely happened. That definitely happened. I don't believe everything this guy said. Alex Jones is just like talking about nonsense the whole time. Like a lot of the stuff is nonsense, but a lot of the stuff I think had like some things to think about. And I do think China, Russia, and the U.S. are going to have some type of like escalated conflict in sooner rather than later. I don't know if that's going to look like a lot of like warfare. It could be just like increased sanctions on sanctions and sanctions. I already think like they're playing mind games with us with all these like bots on Facebook and stuff, where to me, that's kind of some type of warfare. And we're probably doing the same shit in China and Russia. I think all that stuff is going to just escalate, and hopefully it doesn't turn into anything crazy, but I do think it's going to continue escalating, and I don't think we're like going to be too friendly with China and Russia soon.
No, and I think, you know, and this is sort of, you know, what you related to. I think that I do think, and I, you know, I think I'll sound crazy to many people saying this, but like, I do think that China has been waging a psychological war on us for a long time in terms of like, because like the thing that I've always heard, and I can't go on Chinese TikTok, so I can't verify this, but like if you look at TikTok in China, it's all like kids doing math problems and like science experiments and this. And then like you go on TikTok here and it's people that are talking about their 27,000 genders, or they've got like 27, you know, personalities, or just girls doing dances and girls showing their butts, and like, or people just doing just dumb shit. And it's like, you know, and I think related to that, it is kind of
fentanyl, all the fentanyl. Like, I think I would say
that's more than a psychological war. I think that is a flat out tactic.
I think that's China fucking us up. Like, I don't think that's, I think that's like very systematic from the government. I don't think that's a triad or a cartel doing that. I just don't.
Well, because the thing is, it's like even gangs, I would assume, are basically in the pockets of the Chinese Communist. Like, you can't do anything in China without the party being behind it, involved in it, or knowing about it. You just can't. Right. So, you know, I think, but we, you know, I recently saw that TikTok, for any users under 18 years old, they're going to be limiting access to 60 minutes a day, which is interesting because it's like, okay, so you guys are basically admitting that this is not a good thing for people to use.
Well, you can also, like, I heard you can unchange that setting, too, pretty easily. So it's like, so
apparently it'll be, like, passcode-based. I guess the implication being is that a parent should be the one to set the passcode so that a kid can't just blow right through it. But I'm sure many kids' parents are checked out. The kid will just set it themselves. And every time they hit the limit, they'll just enter the passcode and it'll be done. But, yeah, I do think, and I think to circle back to like the overall like global conflict aspect, I think, you know, everyone is sort of assuming where like Russia, China, Iran, like, you know, North Korea, if they get involved, where they're going to fall down on this. But I think it's going to be like a country like India, and what side they're going to choose is going to be an extremely important part of this. We've already seen as part of this aspect that people were criticizing India for buying oil from Russia in rubles because they were getting it at a discount, and people were like, well, why would you do this? And they're like, look, man, this conflict has nothing to do with us, right? Like, we don't care, like, we don't like it happening, but like,
we're not. Also, know I saw I'm connected with a few Indians on Facebook, and it's nice to like see their perspective and stuff, and like learn a lot. There's a lot of wild stuff going on in India too that I'm still not too familiar with, but at least a little bit. But I believe they mentioned when that happened, they were like, no, we know the U.S. will backstab and do what that is best for them at any point. So we're not going to just like sign into a deal with them if it's not in our best interest. And it's like, I completely agree with that. We do backtrack and backstab and say, oh, never mind, all of the time. I believe we did that, I think, with Ukraine right now, with whatever's happening there. We said we'd protect them and we're not. So like, yeah, India probably did the right thing by looking out for the best deal for them.
Yeah. No, again, I think it's really interesting because it is one of those things where like when so few people really study and understand history that it's like, well, how could you possibly side with Russia? And it's like, I don't know, like because they don't have a dog in this fight, and they realize that like they're basically sitting between two imperial powers, and right now one of them's going to sell them super discounted natural gas and oil. I would take that. That's good for my people. We're a developing nation. If I can get resources at a discount that will help my people, I'll go with that, you know, and good luck to you. But I don't know. I think the next 6 months and the way things will play out is going to be interesting. I also find I really do wish we were able to see some sort of like the news media coming through from the Russian side. And I just don't care enough to like seek it out. I'm sure I could, but like, you know, we need to understand in this country that everything we're seeing from both Russia and Ukraine and from our government is propaganda. It is definitionally propaganda.
I just brought this up today. I'm confused why people don't talk about it more. A year ago, they said Russia was running out of food and fuel.
Yep.
And they said they're doomed and they're not going to be able to last, and like they're a pathetic army. It's a year later and they're still eating and have fuel. And it's like, was that made up? Was that fake news? Was it misinformation? But like, where'd that come from? Oh, it was probably propaganda. Just like all of this is propaganda.
Yes, no, exactly. So I think it's, I don't know, like, that's the thing. Like, I just think people that are so sure of themselves in terms of being like, well, obviously Russia's going to lose this thing, or obviously the Ukraine is winning and beating these people and da 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 da. It's like, no, not obviously. Like, you're being lied to. We all are being lied to. There is a veil that is being held in front of our eyes that is used to conceal what is actually happening. I have no idea what's actually happening. Could be better, could be worse. I don't know. But it's, you know, it's just at this point.
We have little tidbits, and it's like Ukraine, I believe, came out and said they're losing like Bakhmut right now. And Russia said they're overtaking Bakhmut right now. So like you probably think, oh, Bakhmut is being taken by Russia right now, which to me, when you have some of these conclusive pieces of information, they don't really fit into all the other stories. Like everyone keeps saying Russia is collapsing and doing horribly. And I hope that's the case. But it's been a year of them saying that. And I haven't seen it yet, really.
Yeah, and I think everyone just sort of forgets that, like, the way Russia wins wars is attrition and just grinding forward.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Not necessarily the way they win wars, because they've often lost these conflicts, but this idea that Russia's just going to be like, oh, this isn't going well, I'm going to pack up and go home. Nope. They're going to just pour people into their army, put them into the meat grinder, and just keep this thing grinding on. And, you know, if nothing else, like, if I was China and looking at this, I would be like, hey, if the Americans, we know they're just going to keep funneling weapons and money and everything towards them, it's like, I would support the Russians if for no other reason than to say, you continuing this war will deplete the resources of my future enemy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a reason enough from a game theory and from a logic and from a rational, you know, actor stance. Makes complete sense for why China would just say, yeah, we're not going to help Russia win this. We're going to help them draw it out, though. Or at the very least, we'll make sure that this doesn't stop.
Right.
Because look, I think America will have a choice to make that, you know, if and when something pops off with China and Taiwan or whatever, we might have a choice to make of saying, are we going to stop this being our involvement in the Ukraine war and say, you know what, this is more relevant to us. And I think if we had to choose one or the other, the conflict in China would probably be the thing that has a better, bigger impact on actual, you know, American day-to-day life.
Well, it sucks too that like a lot of these wars are probably being fought for like some pretty ridiculous reasons. Taiwan is like the epicenter of semiconductors and like computer chips, which are going to be super important in the race for AI, which the country that wins AI is going to have such an advantage that they're probably going to be in power for a while, where the US and China are vying for that. So I think Taiwan is going to be a big big battleground, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I actually saw something in that I sort of agree with this, but someone said that the Western allies should basically come together and tell Taiwan, we need you to basically put massive amounts of explosives under all of your semiconductor factories and basically tell China, be like, look, if you attack us, if you step foot on our soil, if it looks like this is going south, we're blowing up all the factories. Now, what do you want? Because the thing is, it's China can't create this technology. They need to take it. Like what exists in Taiwan is some of the most specialized machinery in the entire world. And it exists in very few places. And right now there are international sanctions that are preventing China from legally purchasing this technology. So therefore, their best option to acquire it and to acquire those capabilities is by taking it in Taiwan. And if there was some sort of like suicide pact or basically saying like, look, man, you can take, if you want the land, we'll give you the land, but you're not getting the semiconductors. So what did you really want? What is this really about? I don't know if this is even real or not, but there was some like TikTok geography quiz that I saw a screenshot of. It could have been fake, but it was like, what province, like what country is Taiwan a province of? And it basically, and the answer was China, the People's Republic of China. And it's like, oh, well, isn't that interesting? Like,
no way. Yeah, who created that quiz? China.
Exactly. Oh, man, I remain optimistic. I think that, and honestly, I think if anything, the way that if I'm really trying to put a good spin on a possible really bad thing is that, you know, whether it's aliens actually coming down or like a really big actual global war popping off, I do think it will cause a lot of the ticky-tack bickering over like bullshit culture war stuff to just like disappear.
That
like,
would no be one's nice. Did you see Chris Rock?
No, what happened?
Dude, watch the Netflix special. It came out Friday. It was like a surprise. But it's about like a little bit cancel culture, everyone being a victim. I thought it was great. It's fucking funny. And he talks about Will Smith obviously being a bitch. definitely check that out.
I will definitely check it out. He's a quite a talented old man, I guess. But I remain optimistic. I don't think things are probably as bad as they look or they feel, but at the same time, it doesn't shock me that people do feel, you know, hopeless or depressed or whatever with all this stuff going on. It doesn't shock me at all.
I'm kind of pessimistic, but I'm big picture optimistic. I think a lot of these were problems that had to be addressed, unfortunately. Otherwise, they would have just kept on continuing. It's like, it's going to suck, I think, and it's going to get worse before it gets better still. But if we fix all of these issues and we get on the same page with a lot of things, then everything could be a lot better. So still kind of optimistic there, but some days where it's like, yeah, I don't know if we're going to get there.
We shall see. All right, buddy. I think that'll wrap it up for the week.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Good luck with your pipes, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace. We'll be right back.